Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder that this Thursday night, I'll be hosting a town hall meeting on public school choice with New York City Schools Chancellor Dennis Walcott. It's part of WNYC's schoolbook.org project. This is a free town hall meeting at the Pratt Institute, but we do require an RSVP, which you can do on the events page at WNYC.org. Hope to see you Thursday night for our town hall meeting with Chancellor Walcott about middle school and high school choice, RSVP at WNYC.org. Click on events. And now two stories that had the education world buzzing over this past weekend and should pique your interest if you've ever if you've ever had a teacher, good or bad, or ever been a teacher. Last week at a forum at MIT, Mayor Bloomberg shared some candid thoughts about his ideal approach to education. These remarks have been showing up in bits and pieces, but here's the full context. First, the mayor said, "Education is very much," this is a quote, "education is very much, I've always thought, just like the real estate business. In the real estate business, there are three things that matter. Location, location, location. That's the old joke."
Well, in education, it is quality of teacher, quality of teacher, quality of teacher. And I would, if I had the ability, which nobody does really, to just design the system and say, ex cathedra, this is what we're going to do, you would cut the number of teachers in half, but you would double the compensation of them, and you would weed out all the bad ones and just have good teachers. And double the class size with a better teacher is a good deal for the students.
Double the class size with a better teacher is a good deal for the students. And double the teacher's pay in order to get those best people teaching that twice as many students. Holy moly. As you can imagine, these comments burned up the blogs and the teacher email lists. Though skeptical of the mayor's approach, heard this. They heard him say, "I could cut the number of teachers by 50% and be fine. Class size doesn't matter." Those with a slightly more generous take on it heard, "I'm trying to get rid of bad teachers and recruit great ones by any means necessary, including doubling their pay." Now, that leads us to the question, how do you get the best teachers? Last week, across the state, hundreds of principals signed on to a petition urging the state to proceed cautiously with new teacher evaluations. The petition is attached to a position paper arguing that the state's teacher evaluation system, which requires a portion of teachers' ratings to be based on their students' test scores, are unsupported by research, prone to errors, and too expensive at a time of budget cuts. Now, both these stories get to the heart of the modern education debate. Everyone wants the best teachers. But the question is, how do we recruit, train, and evaluate and retain great teachers? Felissa Kramer is managing editor of GothamSchools.org, which covers the New York City public schools. Felissa, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I'm sure you've been getting plenty of comments on
Absolutely.
Your site. And let's start with the Bloomberg comments, and we'll also open the phones to our listeners. Some people are obviously calling in already because this has been such a hot button, and it's the first time that we're talking about it. Listeners, what's your take on class size versus quality of teacher? Would you take the mayor up on his hypothetical offer to double class size if you got rid of the worst 50% of teachers? Teachers, would you take this offer to double your compensation if you were among the 50% left standing? And anything you have to say about how to judge who the good teachers are. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. One thing, Felissa, that the mayor said was that he thinks that class size doesn't matter if you have best teachers in a room. Has that been getting a lot of comments at Gotham schools?
I think there are a lot of people who are very concerned about class size. This is, you know, it's been an issue for a long time, and in the last few years, class sizes across the city have grown, bringing the issue to more people's attention. This is an issue where the mayor might be right on the research. The research doesn't show, except in the youngest grades and except when there's a really big effort to cut classes in half, that reducing class size makes a big difference in student achievement. But if you tell that to a teacher or a student or a parent, they won't agree. They know that class size does matter. And this is just a point where the research and the reality don't seem to match up.
What about the number that the mayor used? He said he could cut 50%, keep the top 50% of teachers, and double the class size with them. And that seems to assume that half the teachers in the New York City public schools, what is that, 80,000 teachers total, something like that, that half of them are bad teachers. Do you think he meant to say that?
I think he was playing a little fast and loose there. The city was piloting new teacher evaluations last year in 18 school in a small number of schools. They came up with the number that 18% of teachers on those new evaluations were ineffective. So that's many more than have been deemed ineffective in the past, but nowhere near 50%.
And what about how you rate teachers? And listeners, again, we invite you to participate in an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll that we've placed on our website right now. When it comes to getting the best teachers possible into the system, what are your priorities? Recruiting and screening for top talent, high pay, good training for teachers entering the system, small class size, or holding teachers accountable, such as through test results. And since all those elements matter to some degree, we're inviting you to rank those elements as to what you think is the most important for making sure there's a good teacher in front of, or the way some teach, in the middle of, every classroom. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Let's put a couple of callers on together reacting to all of this. We have Peter in Old Brookville, and we have Kyle in Queens. Peter, Kyle, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
Hello.
Peter, go ahead. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I think if you look at the higher education model, let's say moving to the college model, that's exactly the model that you have there, where you have one teacher teaching many, many students in a bigger classroom. I'm not sure what the controversy is looking at the grade school or high school model moving to that.
But is that the model that they use in college? I mean, it's the model that they use for the big intro classes. But as anybody, even at a big state school, gets deeper into their majors, they've got relatively small classes with real relationships with their teachers, don't they?
I think maybe for some specialized subjects, but actually being an engineer, I remember many, many, many of my classes were taught in more of that forum environment where there were 60, 70 kids in the uh-huh. class and one teacher maybe with a student aide.
All right. Kyle?
I don't think that putting 13-year-olds in a group of in a room with 59 other 13-year-olds and one teacher is really an effective method for education. It doesn't matter the quality of the teacher.
Are you a teacher, Kyle?
Yes.
And what do you think? What do you teach, and how would it affect you if you had 50 as opposed to 25? And how do you think it would affect them?
Well, I think the high school age kids and kids younger than high school really require a lot of personal attention. And when you have just the difference between a class of 34 and a class of 28 is fairly drastic as a teacher. But then to think of having 60 kids, there's no time for any personal attention, and that's exactly what our kids need.
Kyle, would you take the risk of, if such a system, and again, the mayor is not making a proposal here. He was ruminating about his ideal world. But if they were actually to do it and say, okay, that top 50% of teachers is worth double the pay to attract and retain really good people to teaching, would you take that deal? Would you take your chances at doubling your pay as opposed to being judged in the bottom 50% and let go?
I would not want to teach a class with 60, a freshman class with 60 kids.
Period. You just want to try to do stuff, other stuff. Yeah. Peter and Kyle, thank
you. It wouldn't be effective. Working in an urban environment, you have kids who have very little support at home. There's no emphasis on education, and that needs to come from the school. And in the school where the kids are in these huge classrooms, there won't be that emphasis, and they won't feel any individual attention, and they'll get lost in the system.
Peter in Old Brookville, you want to get a last word in here?
I think it's it's how you set this whole thing up. I think right now, Kyle may be correct that to move to that model might be too quick to if somebody threw the light switch. But I think it's what the kids are used to. If you set it up from younger, that there's more personal responsibility and the parents have to be involved and school size, the classes are bigger, but the outcome can be shown by test scores or other methods that it's more effective, then I think that model can work as well.
Peter on the island, Kyle in Queens, thank you both very much for calling up. We really appreciate
you
speaking up. And we're talking about Mayor Bloomberg's education fantasy that they fire half the teachers, pay the top half of teachers double the pay and double the class size, and he thinks students would be better off with that formula, plus the protests that principals are lodging against how teachers are being evaluated in New York State to figure out who are the good teachers. And we're talking about all this with you and with Felissa Kramer, managing editor at GothamSchools.org. Felissa, fill us in a little bit on that principal protest. Who's protesting about how their teachers are being evaluated and why?
So they're not protesting about how their teachers are being evaluated, but how they're supposed to be evaluated under the new state teacher evaluation system that the state promised in its Race to the Top application and now, you know, is preparing to roll out. A group of principals on Long Island got together and put together this position paper outlining their objections to the portion of the teacher evaluations that are based on test scores, and that's anywhere from 20% to 40% must be based on test scores. The other 60% have to be based on subjective assessments that are agreed on locally, and that's a whole other fight that's being fought in New York City and elsewhere right now. But the evaluation protest that principals are waging right now is about the use of test scores in the evaluations. And as you said, they're arguing that the state just is moving too fast on this and that the formula that the state is planning to use is prone to error, hasn't been tested, and it's not a good idea to make high-stakes decisions about whether to keep a teacher based on those metrics.
By the way, folks, as you can imagine, the mayor's office claims that his remarks about this 50% solution were taken out of context and that he was engaging in a sort of thought experiment, and that's all. So here's another clip of the mayor later that same day that he spoke at MIT elaborating on his point about teacher pay.
The average teacher in New York City, we doubled their salary in the last 10 years, and I'm committed to making sure we do everything we can to get the best and the brightest teachers in front of our classrooms. That is our number one priority.
Sir, you had a question?
I never said fire half of them. I said, if you have to spend your money, I'd rather have better teachers. If I have to make the choice, I would have better teachers, better pay, and a lot of other things that people would like to have to improve education.
Teacher quality, teacher quality, teacher quality. We thank Ozzie Paber of Capital New York for supplying that audio. Zeed in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. Zeed from Washington Heights.
Hi.
Mayor Bloomberg, there's probably been a proliferation of charter schools under Mayor Bloomberg than any other mayor in New York City history. And so he's shrinking the school sizes. He's dividing schools into five different schools. And so he's shrinking the school sizes, and what they're doing is they're shrinking the classroom sizes, and he's basically hanging his hat in success on some of the work that they're doing. So now he's contradicting himself and saying, let's create some lecture hall-type situations mm-hmm. for primary schools of 50 and 60 students in them, which sounds kind of maniacal because all studies show that the more attention children get from their teachers, the better they perform.
Do you work in education?
I'm actually on the school that my son goes to just won the Blackboard Award for one of the premier high schools in New York City, Trevor Day School, and I'm on the committee to evaluate uh-huh. the educational curriculum
wow.
there.
So how much, as an involved parent, sounds like a very involved parent, how much do you agree with the basic underlying premise of the mayor, which is that just like it's location, location, location in real estate, it's teacher quality, teacher quality, teacher quality to improve education?
I think that, first of all, I don't agree. I think that, for example, there was a school in Inwood that was also considered one of the best schools in New York City. And so people wouldn't say, like, my son goes to school on the Upper East Side. So those are two very, very different places, and they're both, you know, highly regarded. I really think, as far as teacher quality goes, and he's talking about doubling salaries, teachers are a strange animal. They really want the freedom to investigate creative modes of education, and all they want then is administration that will listen to them and give them the opportunity to experiment in ways that they think are going to help the students, you know, gain not only attention but real love and passion for the education process, and to create a connection between the educator and the student. And that's very rare, because in administrations like these, what usually happens is the principals, the schools, the districts, they basically dictate a curriculum, and you got to stand by this, just like a general telling his lieutenant, this is all.
Right, and you want more teacher freedom in addition to teacher quality, so that they're really connected to their teaching. I hear you. Ziad, thank you very much. Felissa Kramer from GothamSchools.org, we've got a couple of minutes left. Has the union reacted to this? And again, I'm interested in the underlying principle here. Would Michael Mulgrew, the president of the UFT, agree that the key to education is teacher quality, teacher quality, teacher quality?
I think everybody agrees that having quality teachers in classrooms is important. The union argues, and many other people do as well, that that's not the only thing that's important, that there are, you know, issues that students bring to school that a teacher alone simply can't solve. And I think that's, you know, that's something that the mayor isn't willing to, the mayor's comments didn't concede. And that's certainly something that when Michael Mulgrew said, you know, the mayor's comments showed he was having a Kathy Black moment, referring to the short-lived school's chancellor who made a few comments that angered lots of people. I think he was
offhand
saying,
remarks showing that she didn't know so much about education.
Exactly. And I think the mayor knows more than Kathy Black about education. He's been the mayor for a long time. But on this, he wasn't reflecting what many of his constituents do say.
All right. Well, Felissa Kramer from GothamSchools.org, a little firestorm that the mayor created there at MIT, of all places, talking about his fantasy education system. And again, listeners, we have a poll on our website right now where you can rank from 1 to 5, 5 different elements that contribute to having quality teachers at the head of the class. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for that poll. And don't forget, go to WNYC.org and register if you want for the town hall meeting I'll be hosting on Thursday night with Chancellor Walcott.